WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 73 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. Your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. KTRK in Houston reports several people were injured and a shooting suspect was taken down by police after he opened fire at a strip center in southwest Houston around 6:30 this morning. Questions remain as to a motive for the violent shooting at the Randall Supermarket Strip Center on Wesleyan and Bissonnette. Houston Fire Department says six people were taken to area hospitals after they were injured by the reported shooter. A shelter in place was ordered shortly before HPD confirmed the alleged shooter was shot by one of its officers. The condition of the suspected shooter is unknown. An HPD bomb squad was called to the scene after a suspicious vehicle was found near the scene. Before the end of this week begins another major street widening project in College Station, the City Council and School Board at their last meetings approved separate contracts making Greens Prairie Trail a four-lane between Welburn and Reuter Roads.
It's a four-lane divided section, all concrete.
Public Works Director Donald Harmon told the council the construction is timed with the completion of the new Pecan Trail Intermediate School. CSISD's Facilities Director John Hall told the school board the district is paying nearly 10% of the more than $5 million project.
The school district works with the City of College Station to analyze the traffic infrastructure around that area, especially on how we impact that and how many vehicles we're going to be introducing to the area when we open up the school.
When construction begins, there will be a work zone speed limit of 25 miles per hour. Weather permitting, completion is expected next July. A special meeting of the Bryan School Board has been called for Wednesday evening. Board President Doug Wonenberger says they will be talking about the superintendent's contract.
Well, we've posted an agenda item that is in regard to personnel matters, about which I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Wonenberger says the board will meet in executive session with the district's lawyer and will take no action when they're done talking behind closed doors. Superintendent Tommy Wallace has not responded to requests for comment. Dr. Wonenberger says Wallace has not been suspended or terminated. Wallace's contract runs through June 30th of 2019 after it was extended by the board in March. The College Station City Council discussed three ideas and then had two votes on how to implement new water and wastewater impact fees on new development. Blanche Brick was part of the 4-3 majority vote to phase in the additional costs over a 2-year period.
We don't need to be going downhill. We need to be at least holding on to where we are and bringing in what we can.
Julie Schultz wanted to give developers 3 years to pay the fees.
But if we do the concrete pavements requirements and we do this, I think we are putting a little more burden on that segment of the population.
Carl Mooney voted no because he wanted to keep a 2-year period for water while phasing in the wastewater fees over 3 years.
Brings us in line with where Waco is. If we just did water over 2 years and then wastewater for 3.
The council starts final discussions on a transportation impact fee next month, followed by a public hearing in November. The College Station City Council has agreed to settle a lawsuit out of court. Blanche Brick read the motion following an executive session.
In an amount not to exceed $215,000 and to execute a settlement and release containing terms as are customarily contained in settlement agreements.
There was no further statement from the city, and online court records do not indicate whether the plaintiff has agreed to the settlement. Conrad Julio originally sought damages of almost $306,000 after the vehicle he was driving was rear-ended by what he described as a city boom truck. Julio says he was stopped on Highway 30 in March of 2014 due to a vehicle fire ahead of him. He was previously paid more than $14,000 to repair his vehicle. And Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who is the chairman of Donald Trump's campaign in Texas, says Ted Cruz's endorsement did not come too late. Patrick, who had chaired Cruz's presidential campaign, hopes the Cruz endorsement will bring more Cruz supporters to vote for Trump. WTAW news time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 73 degrees. The text line is open, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors from the BCS Association of Realtors. Hi, I'm Ed Berry, Executive VP of the BCS Association of Realtors. I'm proud to represent the amazing group of Brazos Valley Realtors who invest their money, efforts, and time in this community. Visit BCSRealtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival every weekend beginning Saturday, October 8th through Sunday, November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
There you go. It's 8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Yon Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Lots of clouds around for today. Passing showers and thunderstorms. High temperature 80 to 85. Any lingering showers end this evening. Then some leftover clouds in mid-60s overnight. Should be drier on Tuesday. Partly sunny and again about 80 to 85. 60s with fair weather at night. Mostly sunny on Wednesday in the mid to upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, have a look at the radar. The rain really has kind of expanded. It's still geographically where it was, but it's expanded, gotten into a larger area. Basically from Corpus Christi going up to San Angelo, but not moving in any direction. Some of the stuff from the Dallas-Fort Worth area is moving south but dissipating. And we've got some clouds and kind of a low cloud deck here, but just sporadic little bitty showers around us, nothing that's really developed very much. So the shooting in Houston is an area we've probably been in. I mean, it's near West University pretty much, not that far from University Village, Rice University, Bissonnette and Wesleyan. And I was just watching the coverage on KPRC, and they said that they were estimating at least 30 shots had been fired over maybe a 30 to 45-minute period. One witness had said that they had seen somebody, what looked like, reloading a gun out of the car that you mentioned. So maybe there was more munitions inside that car, too.
Yeah, scary.
It is. And apparently one person, his car was shot, and he was on Law Street, which is behind the shopping center. So shots were fired in the shopping center, they said, as well. So the individual, who again has been taken down by Houston PD, apparently wandering around shooting this morning. So
wow.
Yes. So anyhow, we'll check it again before 9 o'clock to keep you up to date on that. So when one woman ordered some chicken wings from Domino's, wasn't expecting to get thousands of dollars in cash with it. The woman was working at a Cricket wireless store when she opened a box expecting her order, but instead found nearly $5,000 set to go to the bank for a deposit. Thanks for her honesty, Domino's is giving the woman a year's worth of pizza.
Hey.
Nice.
And her employer is giving her a week off with pay.
Wow.
Even better. Even better.
Why can't that happen to me when I order a pizza?
Man, that's not bad. All right, Chelsea, don't shoot the messenger here.
All right.
All right, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the vainest of them all? That's the way they wrote it.
Women.
The answer is, according to the research, the average woman spends 2 years of her life gazing in the mirror.
Wow.
But, and I'm certainly not meaning this to sound sexist, but I think it would be more shocking if you find a man who does that, because you kind of expect a woman does want to do that.
Well, so when they say gazing, that doesn't just mean time spent in front of the mirror, because does it? I mean, well, I don't know. Do you know?
Well, no, what this says is more than half of the women polled admitted that they look at themselves in any available reflection.
Okay.
Even if it's just a TV screen or a window. Now, but here's the deal. Women do a lot of things to make their appearance optimal.
Correct.
Guys don't do that.
Right.
A lot of guys don't do that. Okay, as long as, you know, there's not toilet paper stuck on my shoe, all right?
I'm good to go.
Everything's okay, you know, everything's closed as it should be, then you're going. Ladies, on the other hand, prefer, well, there's just, they're more detail-oriented than guys, basically.
Right.
Let's just talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. Men, by comparison, spent less than half a year standing in front of a mirror. And again, I don't know that guys look for available reflective sources like women.
Right. And like you said, it, you know, maybe, oh, it's a good chance to check my makeup or my hair
sure.
or my blouse, you know.
So
and
you do
so,
that.
Right. You see it and you're gonna take the opportunity.
I mean, I've noticed myself in reflections in windows and stuff before, but it's more like a squirrel sort of a thing, you know, where it's like, oh, hey. Oh, hey, it's me. All right.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It's not like you're looking for the opportunity to do that. Okay, so was it, what, 2 weeks ago we did the story about the gold toilet?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
in the museum?
In the Guggenheim Museum in New York. Well, leave it to the Wall Street Journal. They, of course, dig a little deeper. Well, no, they went in, because here's the thing. The first thing I thought when we did the story was metal is a pretty good conductor of cold and heat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not sure in the winter this is something you'd necessarily want to do.
No.
You know? But they ask them, what kind of toilet paper do you use with this? Okay? And so they talk to, Solomon Zoll, okay? And he said that attention to detail is very important, according to Mr. Cattleman. Mr. Cattleman is the one who bought and paid for this 18-karat gold toilet, okay? So what he said is, I want to make sure that the bathroom-going experience is the best that it could be, so the tissue is a good two-ply. It cannot peel apart. All right. The toilet is cleaned every 15 minutes with something that would be akin to baby wipes. The associate facilities operator director described it as a medical-grade cleaning. No Ajax, no Comet.
That's not going to be enough, I don't think.
Just saying. Well, and again, is it like a timed ticket?
Yeah.
Like how long do you got?
How long do you need to spin?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, you can't do that. No, you have to leave. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh.
Okay. Just letting you know.
I'm good. Yeah. No thanks.
All right, if it's easy to scroll through Facebook and leave likes all over the place, you do that a lot, do you? There was a time when you did. Now, not so much. But if you really want to make someone happy, go the extra mile and leave a comment.
Ooh.
Okay, all right. A study from Carnegie Mellon University, and they're all smarter than we are, so we have to agree, right?
Of course.
Looked at about 2,000 Facebook users, and they found that people who received personalized comments from close friends reported improvements in their moods, their life satisfaction, their stress levels.
See, what's funny is I'm not on Facebook personally. I have a work page, but on my Instagram account, sometimes I'll post a picture and someone who I haven't heard from in a while will comment on it, but it'll be totally unrelated to the picture, and that bothers me.
Well,
that's, like, annoying.
Okay, so,
especially when it's someone who has my phone number. It's like, if you miss me or you just wanted to say hi, text message me.
Yeah.
Okay,
leave a comment that is unrelated to the picture.
So, in other words, it's like you show a picture of a new plant you bought.
Right.
And they're going, how are the tires on your vehicle?
Exactly. Okay. Basically.
It's kind of different, too, whenever it comes to people that you haven't talked to in a long time or something like that, because then you start entering into this world of, is it weird that I'm talking to this person?
Well,
I haven't talked to them in like 10 years.
Okay, now
to
you
say,
see, and I don't know. That
nice new car, you know, or whatever.
Well, and, you know, of course, I'm a lot older than you guys, and so the idea of choosing to continue to communicate with people you've known from a long, long time ago on a continuing basis, as opposed to seeing them and catching up, is two different things.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing wrong at all with, hey, you ran into somebody. And again, going to school here, some people have hung around here.
Right.
And most, the vast majority don't. And we've already talked about the high school reunion thing where you go to the first one, try to impress them by the second one, you don't give a damn. And the third one, if you go at all, it's, you know, whatever. But the idea of Facebook being able to bridge that time gap, I could see, would be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From that standpoint.
It kind of blurs those lines, though, and makes it kind of weird, you know?
The other thing is when they ask you a question in their comment, like, hey, how are you? Well, I am not about to have a conversation through comments
on
my own post.
Hello.
See, that's the problem you have is you start commenting on their posts, and the next thing you know, they're like, oh, well, I've got to post more. So you get more ignorant posts, and you're just like getting inundated with them.
So now you don't – do you answer? Caller, do you answer? I mean, if you post something and they comment, do you comment back to them?
It depends.
Yeah.
Okay. Because a lot of times I think they need an educational answer coming back at them, and they may not appreciate it.
I don't want you to be honest with me. I just wanted to spout off, right?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, that is a thought.
That's a common problem dealing with political posts.
Yeah, it takes a lot for me to comment on a post.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to really like it.
That's it. Well, and that's again, though, how long has Facebook been around now? I don't even know.
Long time.
But it has kind of changed again, right? It's grown up just like we all do, and the way that it's used is different. It's not the new bright, shiny thing anymore.
Right.
And people have kind of decided their own boundaries as to what they're going to do.
Yeah.
The researchers found that when participants received 60 comments in a month, they experienced a short-term happiness boost on par with how people feel after they have a baby? Okay.
That's kind of extreme.
Yeah. I think so. How did they come up with that? Because this is a guy named Robert Kraut. Robert hasn't had a baby, okay? And maybe he's just the author of the report. But again, can't have a, you know, the response from a woman about having a baby and a man is two really, really,
oh, yeah,
really different things.
Hello.
Is it LMAO, does that count as a comment?
Yeah. ROLF? Yeah, all right. Anyway. Regular likes don't cause the same mood spike. It's like receiving a generic Hallmark card versus a handwritten note on your birthday.
Sounds to me like someone's taking stock in comments and likes.
Well, and that makes sense, though, because it's easy just to click on the like button. It actually takes effort to leave a comment.
Yeah.
So it's going to make you feel better if you're the one receiving, as long as it's a positive comment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand where the research needed to be done here.
Yeah. You're
this is common
sense.
We
finally know.
Well, and the other thing is there can't be any – whenever you do research, there is always a control group, or there should always be a control group. And you define that control group just as critically as you do the group that you are measuring, whatever the response is. So how – you have to think about the mental attitude, either ongoing or that specific day, of these people that we're talking about, all these Facebookers here. Mm-hmm. I mean, are they in the same place emotionally? And then chances are no.
Yeah.
And so here are the responses, and how did that make you feel? Well, you know, if you had something bigger going on than what you're talking about on Facebook, then it might not have made so much difference.
Yep.
Nonetheless. All right. So let's see what else we got going on. So we've talked about, okay, so now you were in the big city over the weekend, or bigger city, right?
Yeah,
you're upstate
kinda.
New York,
yeah,
and all
upstate.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, Did you have to drive much, or was somebody driving you?
Dad was driving.
Okay.
We did drive a little bit because I was there for my cousin's wedding.
Okay.
And so we were in a couple different towns throughout the weekend.
Well, the reason I ask is because we've talked before about, and I wonder how people behave up there and if it's differently, because we have talked about merging traffic and how merging traffic is really a problem. We don't have too many places here in Bryan College Station. I think everybody understands when you're doing eastbound University over where Scott and White used to be, you really do need to get in the over all the way over right-hand lane if you're going south, as opposed to, oh, let me in because I have a bigger car than you. So, but the idea is then when you merge in on the freeway, I think, unless TTI has changed their idea, that we do it as a zipper effect.
Mm-hmm.
This one, then this one, this one, then this one, this one, then this one. Well, several states are trying, without success, to train drivers to stay in their lane until the last possible minute before merging.
That sounds safe.
It's supposed to keep traffic flowing and reduce delays.
Mm.
Well, again, the personalities of the people involved have a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
There are people who do want to get over before they have to get in the last minute to merge. They want to be in a better position to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, man, especially if you're in traffic that's four lanes in each direction, you know, you need to kind of position yourself ahead of time.
Right.
So
absolutely.
I don't know exactly where they want to try to go with this. Maybe by telling us this is not working, that we will try to help out. Well, no, we probably won't,
no,
just to be honest with you.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
And again, if we're texting on our phones, why the hell do we care what's going on up the road, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We got important business to take care of.
Things going on.
We're here, exactly. All right, coming up in the next half hour, in appellate court talking about hiring someone or not hiring someone based on their hairstyle.
Ooh.
Just because we have to be told about that, all right? Anyway, it's the Infomania. Oh, wait. We'll see what you've got to say. Hello.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, the big problem with the merging thing is that people think that the what everybody calls an on-ramp, it's technically called an acceleration ramp.
Yes.
You're supposed to be doing the speed limit. You're supposed to be doing 75 when you pull on to Highway 6.
Okay. Okay.
Preach.
Again. Again, it is the acceleration lane. It is. It's not the entrance ramp.
Yep.
Thank you. Gosh, I haven't had to experience that since 4 o'clock yesterday.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to own the workday and hit the outdoors. Come check out their selection of John Deere Gator utility vehicles and get 0% financing for 60 months on select models. They're hardworking, easy to use, and have a four-wheel independent suspension that provides an excellent ride and handling. Whatever you need, Sioux Falls Prater will help you find the right gator for your home, farm, or worksite. See our current inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends 10/28/16, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Furniture retailer West Elm has a plan to sustain its growth, launch a chain of boutique hotels. West Elm will design, furnish, and market the hotels, the first of which will open in Detroit and Savannah in late 2018. And its partner, DDK, a hospitality management and development company, will operate them. Guests will be able to buy the room furniture and other decor online. West Elm is part of Williams-Sonoma. China's Wanda has stepped up competition with Disney by opening its second theme park in China. Over the weekend, the company welcomed the first visitors to the new $5.1 billion park, which also has hotels and a shopping mall. Wanda plans to build as many as 20 more parks across China by 2020. Crude oil sharply higher, up 66 cents at $45.14 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a lower open. Last week, the Dow Industrials gained 137. That's Your Money Now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with The Med about endometriosis. The Rejuvenation Med Spa is open for business. We're going to talk about diet mistakes and top 10 diets. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
It's been 4 days since Yahoo announced the biggest data breach in world history. 500 million of their customers' names, addresses, phone numbers, passcodes, and God only knows what else were stolen. What should you do now? Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. 500 million people is the equivalent to 1/15 of the world's entire population. If you are a Yahoo customer, at the very least, change all your passwords to every account you have. As for Yahoo, waiting 2 years to report this attack is simply bizarre. If they didn't know, their incompetence level would be astounding. Frankly, I don't believe them. The entire affair should be investigated, not only by the FBI, but also by the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Department of Commerce. But a question, did Yahoo's executives purposely hide this story to protect Yahoo's sale to Verizon? Nothing less than a full-scale investigation is now warranted. Get all your breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. KTRK in Houston reports several people were injured and a shooting suspect was taken down by police after he opened fire at a strip center in southwest Houston around 6:30 this morning. Questions remain as to a motive for the violent shooting at the Randall Supermarket strip center on Wesleyan and Bissonnette. Houston Fire Department says six people were taken to area hospitals after they were injured. The condition of the suspected shooter is unknown. 6 months ago, the Bryan School Board extended Superintendent Tommy Wallace's contract through June 30th of 2019. Now the board has called a special meeting for Wednesday night to meet with lawyers about Dr. Wallace. Board President Doug Wannenberger was asked about Wallace's job status.
Is Dr. Wallace currently suspended or terminated?
No, he is not.
Wannenberger did not disclose what precipitated the special meeting with the district's lawyer.
We are meeting as a board on Wednesday to discuss issues pertaining to the superintendent's contract. The meeting will be in executive session. There will be no action taken. There's no action posted on the agenda that we could take.
Dr. Wallace has not responded to messages seeking comment. Bryan Police determined a lockdown last Friday morning at Rudder High School and Harvey Mitchell Elementary was due to a 17-year-old making a false report. According to the arrest report, Christian Green told officers he called the high school and said someone with a gun was walking in front of Rudder. A more than $5 million street project in College Station begins as early as this week. That's the widening of Greens Prairie Trail between Reuter and Welborn Roads. The College Station School District is paying $435,000. Facilities Director John Hall told the school board that's their share due to a city traffic study related to the opening of the new Pecan Trail Intermediate School.
The city of College Station then uses that information that we've collaborated on, and they develop a capital improvement project to upgrade the road infrastructure in that area. And this is the same for this intermediate school as it is with a lot of the different new schools that we put on the ground.
Public Works Director Donald Harmon told the city council the speed limit will be reduced to 25 miles per hour in the work zone through the construction period. Weather permitting, completion is expected next July. Starting December 1st, new construction in College Station means the additional cost of impact fees. That's after the city council voted to phase in water and wastewater fees over a two-year period. The council was divided on how long to spread out the new fees. Julie Schultz was one of two who wanted developers to have 3 years to pay both fees.
I think we all agree that we have to do something. We need the revenue. No one is disputing that, at least they haven't to me, saying absolutely don't do anything. But I'd just like to see a softer impact on them.
Next month, the council starts final discussions on a transportation impact fee, followed by a public hearing in November. The first business at the College Station City Council meeting was agreeing to settle a lawsuit against the city from a crash more than 2 years ago.
I would like to move that the city manager is hereby authorized to settle the lawsuit entitled Conrad Edward Julio versus the City of College Station in an amount not to exceed $215,000.
Blanche Brick read the motion that was unanimously approved. There was no further statement from the city about the lawsuit, and online court records do not indicate whether the plaintiff has agreed. The city was sued after a wreck in March of 2014 when a vehicle driven by Conrad Julio was stopped on Highway 30 because a vehicle ahead of his was on fire. He claims he was rear-ended by a city boom truck headed to the dump with a full load, and according to the lawsuit, Julio was also paid more than $14,000 to repair his vehicle. He sought damages of almost $306,000. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 73 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark, down at Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City Superstore, come on down and see us.
We're talking about the arts and things that are going on in the arts, and so Amy's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. You brought a guest.
I did. So we spoke with you guys about 2 weeks ago with two of our artists in residence. So we've got our third here today. Her name's Ashton Hall.
Hi, Ashton. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Well, where do you come from?
I'm from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And so when did you get to Central Texas?
Probably like almost 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
Three
so
weeks ago.
Plenty of heat. It's probably not like this in La Crosse, right?
Yeah. It's definitely not. it was like 70 degrees or less when I left. We have like, it seems like an early winter this year. And it's storming like crazy there right now.
The thing is, we don't get to see pretty leaves here very often. I mean, there are a few trees like that, but it's not, we don't really have the seasons, even though we have autumn right here in the midst of us. Well, tell us a little bit about your art. What medium do you work in?
I use R&F sticks and oil pastel sticks. It's oil in stick form, so you can hold it like a pencil, like you're a craftsman, mm-hmm. basically. And each of the oil sticks I use, one contains beeswax and one contains oil pigment and plant wax. So when you paint with the oil stick that contains wax, it has a different consistency. The R&F stick has a lipstick-like consistency. So you can paint holding the stick, or you can use a brush and dip it on the stick and then put it to canvas. But I use Masonite board. Masonite board is cheaper, it's more durable, it doesn't warp over time. In my experience, I've had, canvases get holes punched through them, mm-hmm. they warp, and unless you're making them yourself, canvases aren't a really good investment.
So you must have started with a brush. What made you shift over to use these sticks?
Yeah, I started painting over 10 years ago. So I started with a brush, acrylic, I did watercolor, I've done abstract. I'm in like my impressionist period, I would say.
Well, no, that's what I was going to ask you. Is it a progression that you move on to other things and you feel more different? You feel differently about the medium that you want to use.
Mm-hmm. My style definitely changes, and I do mature over time using different kinds of mediums. I try to find the best way to use each medium and bring out what I can from each one. So right now I'm kind of integrating everything I know. Like, I'm a teacher at Creative Canvas. It's a store on Pearl Street in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I teach people how to make impressionist acrylic paintings. So I'm really good at acrylic too, but it's not what I like to see. Mm-hmm. What I like to see is kind of get lost in a place, like on your wall for a second. You see a place and you fall into it. And that's kind of the feeling I want people to feel when I make a piece of work. I want them to escape for like a second. So right now I'm using oil to best, I don't know, exemplify real life.
Talk about what the Artist in Residence program is doing for you.
It's giving me time to literally just think about art all the time. In my hometown, I do art as a profession, but you also have a home life where you pay bills and, like, you know, life gets real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your car breaks down and then you need right. to spend thousands of dollars.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
This gives me time to, like, not only save my money, but keep my eye on just my emotional and artistic needs, not so much the physical needs, you know, daily life, mature adult needs.
Mm-hmm.
This actually, it feels like 60-40 instead of like 50-50, like 60% being the more artistic side I get to work on most of the time.
How are you influenced by the other artists in residence?
I do compare myself. I think every artist compares themselves with everyone else. Mm-hmm. And kind of sees where they are at. I definitely know we're at different places in our life. Like, we have someone that's younger than me, I'm the middle person, and there's someone older. So I kind of see where we all are at right now. And being in a house where everyone's at a different place really makes me realize where I am.
Good.
Because you need contrast sure. in your life to really realize, you know, you're the buoy and you're this close to the island before you, like, you know.
And so how long are you going to be here?
Until February.
Okay, very good. Well, good. Thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing with us.
Yeah.
So anything else going on?
Well, this weekend we have a Texas Reds Festival happening. We've got the Artist Showcase going on there. And we have a new show up in the Texas Gallery as well from the Brazos Valley Art League called Tales of Summer. So I encourage you to come check that out.
All right. If they want any other information about stuff going on in the community about arts, where do they go?
ACBV.org.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so is insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chelsea, we got anything else new going on in Houston that we can share with folks?
I have not seen anything since my last update at 8:30, but I'll definitely keep an eye out in the last few minutes of the show.
Right. In the meantime, then, know. Okay.
He's the boss.
It's about time.
He's the man.
Really?
He's Area Man, Mr. Ben Downs.
He got to go to the VIP Texas Reds kickoff party that none of us got to go to.
You could have gone.
I couldn't.
If you'd have found me.
I didn't have a ticket.
And gotten tickets for me.
Okay. All right.
Aren't you on the Downtown Bryan Association board?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Yeah, I know. And, but Ben got the tickets.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, that is true.
Ben got, actually, I delivered
them. And did I mention parking pass as well?
Yeah, you got the VIP parking pass too. So I had, you know how far away I had to park to go see Rodney Crowell yesterday? I'm just saying.
Unfortunately, the rain delayed my enthusiasm for being out there. I had some projects to do yesterday, and unfortunately they were not done either.
Well, sorry about that. So he wants to come in today and beat Barack Obama.
I'm not Oh, now.
He's going to lecture to us.
No, I'm not going to lecture to you. I'm just going to simply point out how wrong you are. okay. I realize that when you guys have discovered Latin for the first time, that you think that you've got all this figured out. But, okay, what do you think the plural of octopus is?
Octopi.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Octopode.
Okay.
Octopodes. Podes.
That's the reason my Latin teacher told me to go explore another language.
Now, if you're in the UK and the United States, the most common is octopuses.
Yes, that's true. Well, we don't know.
I'm just saying. Yeah. So there are some things.
Well, that's because the Beatles said that.
Yeah. Okay. And an octopus. Well, that was actually plural.
Yeah, okay.
Possessive.
Yeah. Possessive. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's so. Okay. Anyway, gosh, there was a whole thing on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend the other day about the club named Spiders, whether that was plural or possessive. But anyway, the other thing, forum.
Yeah.
Don't make us start saying fora.
Okay.
Because they are going to really come after us about that. If you were to say, what is the plural of forum, and enter that into Google, you will find some of the angriest people you have ever found in your life, because they are here to stamp out the word forum. So that is not plural.
Well, you got to be good at something, I guess.
Virus.
Uh-huh.
Viruses.
Yeah. Well, the English plural of virus is indeed viruses.
Okay.
Now, there are those people, though, who will say viri.
Viri. Okay.
And those people are disqualified from working at Brian Broadcasting.
Dang it.
Yes.
What about
viruses?
Yeah, sure. You bet. So I'm just saying, you can't just, with a broad brush, you can't just say that we're going to put an A on it and suddenly it's going to be, or an otherwise, people would be sitting around here saying, can we please have a motion to approve the agendum?
Agendum. I like that.
And we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that because it's our language, dang it.
Right.
And we'll use the words we want to use, by golly.
Thank you, Mr. Dan.
Always glad to help.
On your boots and round up the herd. Come celebrate 5 years of fun at the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo October 21st through the 23rd. Enjoy great concerts by Steve Warner. Jason Bolin and the Stragglers, For a Season, The Emotions Band, and more. Watch the exciting nightly rodeos and take time to play in the huge carnival. Admission is only $12 for ages 13 and older, and ages 12 and under get in free. For discounted specials and everything Brazos Valley Fair, visit BrazosValleyFair.com.
You know it. You drive through it on your way to Madisonville or up Highway 21. You've probably even eaten there. It's the community of Wixon Valley. And did you know they have a mayor? His name is Jim Sefcik. And the first thing he wants to talk about is an event that's coming up on October the 4th. It's National Night Out. And yep, it's happening in Wixon Valley.
For all the rural areas of the county, it will be happening from 6 to 9 right there at our City Hall, 9500 Highway 21 East, across from Pioneer Steel and Pipe. Just like the regular National Night Outs, we'll have agencies from the county and the state there, and elected officials as well will be providing food. As long as we have food that lasts, we'll have hamburgers and sausage wraps, bounce houses for the kids, and all the equipment you can imagine.
So what is in Wixon Valley, you ask? Well, who better to tell you than the mayor?
Well, one of the prides of Brazos County is out there. We have Joe's Place that, if some recall, was written about in the Texas Monthly magazine 2 months ago, made top 30 burgers in the state. That's a great, great rural drive out there. It's pretty quiet most of the time. So we have a lot of fun. We're small, but we have a great time.
So what does Mayor Jim Sefcik do as mayor? A little bit of everything.
Any day you can find me working on budget items, writing ordinances, or filling potholes and trimming tree limbs. I'm administrative in public works. We have myself, a city secretary, and 5 council members, and we stay rather busy without a full city staff.
Now, I met Jim recently at the Texas Reds Festival. We were in the building that houses the Brazos County Community Emergency Operations Center, and that's a building that he's familiar with, of course, as the mayor of Wixon Valley.
Correct. I am the EMC for out there in that area. Right now, we're working with the CEOC on the 5-year hazard mitigation plans for everybody. Those surveys you can find online through the CEOC's website, and we just getting ready for different events we need to be prepared for.
Now, remember that National Night Out, a week from Tuesday from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And they're going to have food. They're going to have first response vehicles there with from multiple agencies on the local and state levels, bounce houses, emergency resource information, and a whole lot more. So there, you know, a little bit more about the town of Wixon Valley. A little less than 300 population, and their kids go to the Bryan ISD. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley, Wixon Valley. I'm Tom Turpeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Today's Veterans Minute, brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
Last year, my father developed a medical condition that required chemotherapy. His treatment caused my parents to need in-home assistance. My brother and I began writing checks to cover their home health expenses. My father had served for 3 years in the military during the Korean War. I began researching what benefits might be available to him through the Veterans Administration. I discovered the Aid and Assistance Pension Benefit. Only about 1% of those veterans eligible for this assistance ever apply for the program. After completing the application and putting some legal documents in place, my father was qualified for the benefit and now receives a monthly check from the VA. This has been a big help in paying for and getting my parents the assistance they need. I wish I'd known about it sooner. You wore the uniform. You're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to Nettles-Law.
Sorry, 852. So get this. A driver in California charged with driving in the carpool lane illegally.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more. Cops in Brea, California pulled the driver over after he allegedly was swerving erratically while driving in the high occupancy vehicle lane. That's when officers noticed that something strange about his passenger. It wasn't a human. Unidentified motorist was cited for using a fully dressed mannequin in place of a live person.
Good try, buddy.
State requires at least two actual humans be in the car to use that lane. Penalty, at least in California, is $481. Mm.
This is my autopilot. Haven't you seen Airplane?
Okay, Hazel Juco, she's in John Glenn High School in Westland, Michigan, saw brown water coming out of the tap in the bathroom in her school. She decided she wanted to take a picture of it, make it public, put it up on social media. You leaving? You have nothing else to say? Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Huh? I thought I was being invited to leave.
Oh, no, you can, no. You can put on your headphones and,
you can,
you know,
stay.
That's right. You be, you just, as long as you behave yourself and raise your hands before you talk.
Okay.
Okay.
I just, the whole idea of taking a picture of brown water in a school restroom is bothersome to me. Mm,
well, she's, anyway, you know, the idea was that way they could get it fixed somehow.
Proof.
She's suspended after using electronics in a bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Yep, says
you'll
she was singled
not taking
out.
Any, you'll not be taking any pictures in a restroom in Texas either,
well,
for
no.
that matter.
Superintendent said the rule against cell phones in the bathroom is to prevent inappropriate pictures of people.
Yep.
Okay, water is not people.
Correct.
Soylent Green is people. Oh, never mind. That's a whole other story.
They just don't, they don't make the distinction in the law. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
I'm just going to tell you. Like that poor woman who saved all those people in, I forget the city, the one who had the concealed handgun.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And, you know, she shot the guy. What, he had shot six people or eight people or something?
Yep.
And she shot the guy and killed him.
Yep,
and
killed him dead.
And they said, we're glad that this person helped us out. But we are going to have to look at possible legal ramifications of carrying a handgun in our store, which has a clearly posted no concealed weapon policy. What is wrong with those people?
There wow. you go.
They say she saved people yeah, from stop. Being yeah. shot.
You're and starting to sound like Neil Bortz.
Oh.
Hey, speaking of, I am kind of keeping an eye on Houston Police's Twitter feed.
Yes.
Yeah. They say that the scene is active, but it is contained. The suspect is dead.
Oh, wow.
And they're
okay.
staging media area okay. so right
we'll,
now.
Was this, where was this? At a shoot? Was it in was, a,
it's at a Randall's supermarket shopping center.
Yeah. Right
so it sounded like a strip mall.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. this is outdoors, or was this inside of a place?
Outdoors. I believe you're right. shooting at vehicles.
Yeah, and they said that he was over so on the street behind it, too.
This is probably, mm-hmm. in my carefully considered analysis, yeah. just crazy.
Yeah.
yeah. And yeah. 30 minutes ago, they tweeted, their bomb squad is checking his vehicle. It was a. It says the crime scene covers multiple block area near Wesleyan and Bissonnette.
Yeah.
So
as a and they said they saw him reloading. The person said mm-hmm. they thought they saw him going back to his car and reloading.
And that's the part I don't understand in Houston.
Yeah, you'd think somebody had stopped.
You'd
and
have
just
thought
pulled
that
gun
sucker
out.
Would have been stopped at yep. the very moment yeah. that yeah. that clip went click for the first time.
Okay, so the Ig Nobel Awards came out last week.
Oh, good, good.
Okay, researcher Frederick Sjöborg,
redundant and unnecessary research,
right, who lives in the on the remote island in Sweden and wrote the best-selling trilogy of books about collecting flies. He has received one of those At last, I hope to become a rock star. Leather pants, dark sunglasses, groupies, and all.
Oh, he went into the right business for that.
He did. There's Charles Foster.
That'll collect flies.
Charles Foster is another British researcher who also has a thing for animals. He won for Living Like Animals in an attempt to see the world through their eyes. His book, Being a Beast, described his life living as a badger in a hole in the West Hills, Welsh hillside. And like a fox going through trash cans in London's East End looking for scraps of chicken masala and pepperoni pizza.
It just makes him a homeless guy.
He was also tracked by bloodhounds through the Scottish countryside to learn what it was like to be a deer.
Northgate. I'm thinking Northgate.
Yeah. it would work out just
living
fine.
Amongst the beasts.
Yep. And again, British researcher Thomas Thwaites dressed himself like a goat, including specially designed prosthetic limbs.
As you do.
So mm-hmm. he could live among the goats on the mountainside in Switzerland. He wrote a book called Goat Man
yes.
about his research.
Of course he did.
I am the Goat Man. Cuckoo, ka-choo.
That's it. And finally, there's the late researcher Ahmad Shafka, who put pants on rats. He dressed rodents in polyester, cotton, wool, and polyester blend pants to determine what those textiles did to affect the rats.
Uh-huh. So he was awarded the Ig Nobel Award posthumously.
Yes, exactly. Which, again...
The Darwin Awards, yes, but the Ig Nobel Awards, that's...
But again, if you're not alive to receive it, I mean, what a sad
you need, day. If it's the Ig Nobel Awards or the Razzies, you need to be alive to receive yeah. that kind of contempt from your peers that can bring about.
That way you sad. Know you have a special place in their own mind.
It's a new day, a fresh start. Because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
About a minute till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. The rain is pretty much staying down there where we said it was, which is west of Austin. It's hitting San Antonio pretty hard and then out into the hill country and then up into San Angelo, but it's not moving in our direction. We'll see. We still have a 40% chance of rain starting today. Japanese burger chain is serving a Halloween cheeseburger that has a big glop of purple sauce and a giant strip of bacon meant to look like a monster's tongue.
Oh.
It's the Purple Magic Bacon Double Excellent Cheeseburger.
Oh. I don't know about that.
What is the sauce?
It's like back to purple ketchup. Remember when they had that?
Oh, by the way, it comes in a coffin-shaped purple box as
oh,
well.
That's cute.
That sold me.
I mean, are you going to walk?